Detections of the bird flu continue across parts of the Midwest. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. Late Friday afternoon, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture came across a case of the bird flu in a dairy herd. And according to Tom Peterson, the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, and so we've the Department of Agriculture has been going through our routine surveillance sampling, working with the USDA and our Board of Animal Health, and we did confirm a positive on March 21st, and the Board of Animal Health has quarantined that herd and working with them work with them till they meet testing requirements indicating they're no longer infected. And so this is something we went through this past summer where we had 9 herds, and hopefully that passes through. We've been testing almost 1,000 or more farms here in the last 3 weeks, and even since then we have not had any positives, and we haven't had any positive birds lately either. But we have had some wastewater detection, so we know the virus is around, and so we just keep urging farmers to practice that biosecurity and do everything they can to watch those movements right now.
And Tom, you and I have talked a lot about these cases popping up, more so with our turkey flocks, but this is a great indication that things, the processes that we have in place are working and that we have a safe product out there.
Exactly, and that's why we're doing the sampling, and then we can work on controlling it, keeping it in check, and just showing that the process is working, and just always remind folks that pasteurized milk is safe to drink and eat the cheese and everything else. So that's, and encourage folks to do that, just like we've been going through this last year. And so, we'll keep working on it and hopefully hope for the best here as the bird migration is really picking up here.
Over the last couple of weeks, it seems like the bird flu cases have picked up some steam in Minnesota and Iowa. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.